thank God they're telling us of their challenges that they are working on top of.
So which areas are now going to be affected with the the power supply?
We don't have that. It comes from Gridco. If they knock the system out, for example, about an hour ago, the whole Accra went up because we got it picked from here. So in this type of situation, we cannot tell which areas.
Okay, so Deb, if you don't have the areas to be affected for now.
Yes. When you have such a challenge, it depends on where the problem is coming from, which areas you want to put off and work on it quickly. So we can hardly tell which areas we go off and when. I mean, but Gridco gives us an entire picture of what, but they are working, so there's nothing.
So is it likely that by the close of day today or tomorrow, this challenge will be resolved?
No, definitely. It hardly stretches to that type of. It has always been very bizarre to the best. It has always been. Many a time, it's not a prolonged situation. But in my experience, in this type of situation, it doesn't keep long. But I'm not sure it's an entire day. But I know it doesn't stretch that
stuff. Yes, but I'm speculating in this instance. If it happens, I have to go beyond a day or two.
Yes, Gridco will come out. You have to let us tell you know what to tell our customers or how we program us. It comes from this. Gridco has informed us that it's going to take maybe 24 hours. Then you are speculating. Then they let us know that, okay, because of that, we are cutting the entire region or this area or whatever. So you have to tell us and inform your customers very deeply.
On the Public Utility Regulatory Commission's directive to the ECG to compensate about 41,000 prepaid consumers who were affected by the interruption of prepaid credits for their meters, Mr. Boateng said the ECG will comply with the directive, though it has some reservations.
We cannot speak, put anything there anyway, because you have to give us the information of what they have.
Just last week, the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission issued a statement asking the ECG to pay a compensation to some customers. Is the ECG going to comply with this directive from the Public Utility Regulatory Commission?
Oh, we said it long ago. We have already come out to state emphatically that we comply. Despite the fact that we have some reservation.
So you are going to comply? Hello?
Yes, you hear me. I said that despite our reservations about some of the issue put across, we will comply with it and have to tell it clear.
So how would the affected customers know that, yes, they have received the compensation when they go to get their credit for their prepaid meters?
The statement did mention of February, the month of February. After that, we give PRC a report direct. And so we even to the data, the statement did mention of 41,000 customers. So you flag them, and then when you go and you purchase in the 3 months of February, and you call it after you get the total amount of money.
PRO of the ECG, William Boateng, talking to Felix Kofi.